We've got Bishop Helan Catholic and Waller Catholic on KMAFM at a 3A state semifinal Saturday afternoon. We're talking now with Waller head coach Jamie Marshall. Coach, I know you guys have gotten kind of accustomed to these deep postseason runs, but it is never easy. I guess just speak to the thoughts and feelings on this one.
Well, yeah, if you look directly at who we're playing and Bishop Helan, certainly doesn't get easy, but just being in the playoffs here the last few years and making the runs, when you get to the semifinals, quarterfinals, the round of 16, once you get into those teams, every week's a challenge, and this one certainly is no different with our opponent on Saturday.
Then this is a program that won a state title last year, but had a lot of pieces that they graduated and new guys were going to have to step up. Tell me about what that process has looked like and how you guys eventually molded into a state semifinal team.
Yeah, it's just been a result of a lot of hard work and tremendous effort from our players and commitment to what they've been doing. And it started in June when we were able to start with the summer months. And, you know, the guys have done everything we've asked of them as a coaching staff. And they've just gotten better and better every week. So hats off to them. Certainly a lot of people after last year's group graduated, I don't think there's a lot of people outside of our program that probably gave us a chance. But so it's kind of the elephant in the room all year, and we didn't talk a lot about it, but it was certainly some intrinsic motivation on our team.
You guys have navigated down the stretch. I mean, you played a really tough regular season schedule, and then you get into the 3A playoffs, and obviously everybody's really good there. What have been some of the things that you've liked and you felt good about lately?
Well, I think, since the playoffs started, we've gotten probably about as healthy as we're going to get throughout the rest of the season. So just having more depth, which, and everybody knows this, if you get a couple people out, it hurts more than just that one position, but there's many other positions and special teams that are affected by it. So just getting healthy here as the playoffs have started. And then, I think the other important factor is we're playing really, really good complementary football. All three phases are helping each other out. And, when in the playoffs, every possession is critical. Every snap is critical. And I just really like the way our guys have approached everything, playing at a high intensity, but at the same point, not being overwhelmed by the moment.
I know offensively, you guys have been able to throw the ball some, but your bread and butter is running the football. And you've had a handful of different players you can do it with. I guess just speak to when you guys are at your best in the ground game, what does that look like?
Well, I think when we're at our best, it's a conglomeration of multiple different people carrying the football. And I think that's probably what makes us difficult to defend at times is we have four or five people that are going to get the football and we stretch it horizontally and vertically and we make you defend the whole field along with some different people getting the ball that are dynamic with it in their hands. So, I assume that's what people are seeing. It's certainly, one of our philosophies where we're not just going to give it to the same person every single rep and you can hone on him. So I think that's what makes us probably the most difficult if people see it that way with our offense.
Last two games in the playoffs, giving up six total points. You're going to win a lot of games when that happens. What has been the secret, so to speak, defensively, or has there been a secret?
Oh, I don't know that there's really a secret. We play our defense, and we make some game plan adjustments as far as how we're going to defend different offenses. But at the core of it, football comes down to blocking, getting off blocks, and tackling. And as the season has worn on, I felt like we've gotten a lot better at our tackling. And then at the same point on defense, we very rarely give up explosive plays, uncontested touchdowns. And again, playoffs where everything is critical, those things really, really matter. And I feel like we've done a really good job of it really all year, maybe the exception of a few games, but for the most part, all year, and like you had mentioned, when the playoffs have started, we've improved in those areas with being physical and at least keeping everything in front of us.
Now, looking ahead to Saturday, Bishop Heland Catholic, the opponent, I guess just first off, speak to, you know, what you know about them and the thoughts on this matchup.
Yeah, well, we haven't played them, so, you know, just kind of seeing them from afar, and we know it's a quality program. It's just on the other side of the state, so don't get we don't see them on crossover tape at all. From what we've been studying, they are a very, very good football team, certainly deserving to be in the semifinals, and they have some really good players. And then, you know, I think similar to us, where they play really good defense, they got guys flying around on defense, and, you know, offensively and special teams, I just feel like they complement each other quite a bit as well. So they're a well-coached team that plays hard and has good players. And like I mentioned before, I wouldn't expect anything less going into the semifinals on Saturday.
What's the most important thing on Saturday?
We just got to play within ourselves. You know, no matter what the outcome is, I think you always just want to put your best effort on tape and not make unforced errors. And a lot of times what can happen in these big games is, you know, you put the ball on the ground or you do things that you're not accustomed to. So we just have to have a steady flow among us and play within ourselves. And hopefully that'll be good enough.
Jamie Marshall, head football coach at Wallert. They get ready to face Heland in a state semifinal. Coach, appreciate the time and wish you the best.
All right. Well, thanks for having me on, and go Eagles.